Title: Jungle Base Fills from Resampled Tales Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're making jungle style base fills in Ableton Live, and we're doing it in a really classic but modern way. We're going to steal the tail of your own base, resample it, and turn that into little speaking, sliding, gritty fill moments. These are the kinds of fills that make a rolling DNB bassline feel alive. Not like it's looping but like it's responding every few bars. Here's the big idea for the whole lesson. Print your bass to audio. Find a cool decay moment, chop it out, warp or pitch it into a quick fill, then mix it so it adds excitement without wrecking your low end. That's the whole game. Let's set up first. Set your tempo somewhere in the 170 to 176 range. I'm going to assume 174 BPM. Set your grid so you can snap to 1/16 when you're editing, and 1/8 when you're placing fill hits. And make yourself an 8-bar loop, because jungle and DNB phrasing loves bar 4 and bar 8 moments. That's where fills feel correct even if the sound is wild. Now step 1. You need a bass that has a usable tail. The tail is the decaying part after the main hit. If your bass is super short and stops instantly, there's nothing to harvest. If you already have a bass line, perfect, use that. If you want a quick stock starting point, make a MIDI track. Load Waveedable, pick something basic like a simple shape, and then give it a little movement. Put a low-pass filter on it, add some envelope amount so the filter moves a bit, and most importantly, give the amp envelope a bit of release. Something like 150 to 350 milliseconds is enough to create an actual tail. Then add a simple processing chain so the tail has character. Put saturator on there, drive it a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip-on. Add auto filter after that, low pass, and set the frequency somewhere like 200 to 800 Hz depending on your sound. Then glue compressor, just gently, so it's stable. You're not trying to smash it. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is plenty. Teacher note here, when you're choosing what to resample later, don't just listen for the loudest part. Listen for motion. The best tails are the ones where something shifts right after the hit, like distortion relaxing, a filter closing, chorus phasing, anything that makes the tail feel like it's moving. Cool. Step 2. We're going to resample the bass. You've got two clean options. Fastest method, make a new audio track and name it Bass Resample. In the audio from chooser, pick resampling, which records whatever is coming out of the master. Arm that audio track. Solo your bass track and any effects you want printed. Then record a few bars where your bass hits and has time to ring out. Second method is freeze and flatten. If your bass is a MIDI track, right-click it, freeze track, then right-click again and flatten. Now it's audio and you can consolidate parts to isolate tails. One really good workflow tip. Do two passes. One pass that's dryish, meaning minimal effects, because those tails are easier to pitch and keep in key. And one pass that's fully wet with your whole bass chain, because those tails are instantly characterful for one-shots. You can mix and match later. Alright, step 3. Find the magic tail moment and chop it. Open the resampled clip. Zoom in. You're looking near the end of a note where it decays in a cool way, usually where harmonics and saturation make it gritty. Select a small region. Start with something like 1/8 note up to maybe half a bar. Consolidate it so it becomes its own clip. Name your clips. Seriously. Tail grit 01. Tail wobble 02. Tail clean 03. This is one of those boring habits that saves you later when you have 5 versions and you're trying to move fast. Step 4. Warp it like jungle. Turn warp on for the tail clip. Now we're going to transform a boring decay into something that feels like a fill. Try texture mode first. Texture is amazing for smeary, gritty tails. Set grain size somewhere like 20 to 60, and flux around 10 to 30. Then listen. You're aiming for controlled chaos, not broken audio file. If texture destroys the pitch too much, try tones for more tonal tails, or complex pro for something more natural, even though it can get facey. Now the classic pitch fill recipe. Duplicate the tail clip 2 or 3 times. Set the first one to 0 semitones, the second to -5 semitones, and the third to -12 semitones. Then place them as 3 1/8 note hits leading into the start of a new phrase. That descending shape is a straight-up jungle signature when it lands right before the groove resets. Quick coaching, if the fill sounds out of key, don't panic and don't immediately add more distortion. First, switch warp mode or back off the texture settings. A lot of this sounds wrong is actually just warping artifacts shifting the perceived pitch. Step 5. Make it playable by slicing to a drum rack. Right-click your tail clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For the slicing, Use transient if the audio has clear hits, or use 1/8 if it's smoother. Choose the built-in drum rack preset. Now each slice loads into Simpler inside the drum rack, and you can finger drum fills or program them with MIDI-like percussion. Inside each Simpler, set it to one shot, use trigger mode, and generally keep warp off inside Simpler unless you want extreme stretching. The clip warping we did earlier is usually enough. Now step 6, mix the fill so it sits with the bass line. This is the biggest beginner mistake area. Fills are exciting, but they can destroy your low end and mask your drums if you don't control them. First, EQ 8. This is non-negotiable. High pass the fill around 80 to 120 Hz. Pick a slope like 12 or 24 dB per octave. The reason is simple, your main sub should stay stable. The fill is mostly about mids and attitude. If the fill is harsh, do a small dip somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. Next, saturator for presence. Drive it maybe 3 to 10 dB, soft clip on. If you want extra bite, turn on color. Then utility for mono control. Either use bass mono around 120 Hz, or just reduce width if the fill is too stereo crazy. Jungle can be wide, but the center has to stay solid. Optionally, add glue compressor to keep fill hits consistent. Ratio 2:1, fastish attack like 1 to 3ms, release on auto and again, just a couple dB of reduction. Extra coach move, use clip gain for consistency. Instead of drawing volume automation everywhere, click the audio clip and adjust the gain so each fill hits around the same perceived loudness. It's faster and cleaner. Also consider making a fill bus. Route all your fills to a group, and put a final EQ high pass safety, a gentle compressor to glue them, and utility for quick mono checks. It makes your fills feel like one family of sounds. Step 7. Place fills using D&B phrasing. Think call and response. Bars 1 to 4, normal bass phrase. At the end of bar 4, last half bar, add a small tail fill as a tease. Bars 5 to 8, normal phrase with maybe a variation. End of bar 8, last bar or last beat, add a bigger fill as the answer. If you want super practical placement rules, fills often hit perfectly on the last 1/8 or 1/4 right before the snare, because it creates tension. They also work right after the snare as a quick response, like a bass yelp. Just decide the role per section. Either you're setting up the snare, or answering it. Don't do both constantly or it gets messy. Step 8. Sidechain the fill to the kick or snare so it rolls. Even though the fill is short, it still needs to breathe around the drums. Put Ableton's compressor on the fill track. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick track, or a ghost kick if you have one. Start around a 4:1 ratio. Attack between 0.5 and 3 ms. Release between 60 and 140 ms. Set the threshold until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of ducking on drum hits. This is what keeps the groove feeling like it's pulling forward instead of getting clogged. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you build this. 1. Leaving sub in the fill. High pass it. Your sub is the foundation. The fill is decoration. 2. Overwarping and not checking pitch. If it sounds wrong, change warp modes or ease off texture. 3. Fills that are too long. Most jungle fills are quick. If it feels like you changed the bass line, it's probably too much fill. 4. Skipping sidechain. Without it, fills can feel late and heavy. 5. Overdistorting so the break loses snap. If your drums suddenly sound dull, your fill is masking them. Turn it down, darken it, or shorten it. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice build, so you actually lock this in. Make an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM with drums, and a simple rolling bass. Resample 4 bars of bass. Chop 3 different tails, each around 1/8 to 1/4 bar. Make 2 fills. Fill A is the classic descent, 3 1/8 notes transposed 0, then minus 5, then minus 12. Fill B is a reverse tail plus a distorted hit, as 2 1/16 notes. Place fill A at the end of bar 4. Place fill B at the end of bar 8. Then EQ the fills with a high pass around 100 Hz and sidechain them to the kick. Your goal is that the loop feels like it talks every 4 bars. Before we wrap, a couple fun upgrade ideas you can try once the basic version works. You can nudge fill slices slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, to create a laid-back lean without messing up your main bass timing. You can also map velocity to character inside drum rack, like velocity opening a filter or pushing drive harder, so you can perform more aggressive hits just by playing harder. And if you want darker energy, duplicate the fill track, distort it heavily, high pass it up around 200 Hz, and blend it quietly under the clean fill. That's a classic parallel evil layer. Recap, you don't need new synth patches for fills. A lot of the best jungle bass fills come from the bass you already wrote. Resample the tail, chop it, warp or pitch it, then control it with EQ, saturation, and sidechain. Place fills on bar 4 and 8 boundaries so they feel musical. And keep the sub stable by high-passing your fill. If you tell me your track key and what kind of bass you're using, Reese, Foghorn ish, or clean sub plus mid, I can suggest exact transpose steps and a starter drum rack layout for small, medium, and large fills.